Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. We are a week into the crowdfunding campaign for Unwavering Faith, and I just want to thank Julie Lessman, Jody Basie, and Liz Tolsma for sharing my campaign with their readers. Their support and encouragement is a huge blessing, as are each and every one of you who have purchased a limited edition book of Unwavering Faith. So thank you to Sarah Wilkinson, Sandra Taylor, and Teresa Watkins for being among the first to get their hands on these limited edition books. Your purchase brings us one step closer to publishing Unwavering Faith and putting it in the hands of thousands of readers across the world. With this being our first campaign, we are making adjustments along the way. One of those changes is the price of our limited edition books. It is always difficult to price products, especially when they are limited edition and crowdfunding items. Beginning today, you will see we have cut the prices in half. The paperback is now $25, hardback is $50, and leatherbound is $100. We hope this provides more people with the opportunity to collect these books and enjoy them. We also have some fun bonus items that will be unlocked as we reach each goal in the campaign. So head over to literaryescape.com/campaign to check those out and get your limited edition book today. Remember, your purchase not only helps us publish Unwavering Faith, it supports local businesses and entrepreneurs who have been part of the entire publishing process, from cover design to editing to printing. So be sure to check out videos featuring these small businesses on our YouTube and Rumble channel. And we will have more of those videos to come soon as we highlight the many talented people who have helped bring this amazing book to life. That's it for announcements this week. Let's dive into our discussion of Surprised by Love by Julie Lessman. She can turn the head of the man who spurned her, but can she turn his heart? When Megan McClaire left San Francisco to study in Paris, no one would accuse her of being poised and pretty. But on the other side of the Atlantic, this wallflower blossomed into a beauty with big dreams. When she returns to California and accepts an internship at the district attorney's office, she's thrilled that her life is taking shape. But the exciting opportunity quickly loses its glow when she discovers she'll be working alongside Devin Caldwell, who mercilessly mocked her at school, and with whom she was hopelessly enamored. Bram Hughes is the best friend to whom Megan has always turned for support and advice. But when she seeks his counsel about working with Devin Caldwell, Bram's vision is clouded by his sudden, unwelcome attraction to a girl he had always thought of as a little sister. He advises forgiveness, but can he forgive himself for pushing the woman he loves into the arms of another man? This one was good. I think what I liked so much about this is Megan coming into her own. Like, she's been in the background.
Yeah.
And we've seen how Devin's treated her throughout the series. It's not been good. And Bram has always been there, like, I gotcha, you're okay, you know. Really big brother like. But then she comes back after spending a year in Paris. Everyone's so happy to have her home, especially Logan.
Yeah.
I loved Logan's reaction when he gets to see her again and is like, you can't leave us again. And Bram, too. Yeah. But when she comes back, she has grown up. She's lost her baby fat. She's had braces on and now they're gone. And her glasses are gone.
Yeah, she's got contacts.
And her hair.
She kind of dyed it a different color. Makeup.
Yeah. So she's like a full-grown woman, right? She's finally developed, and she's breathtakingly gorgeous. She looks like her mother now.
Mm-hmm.
Which throughout the whole series, she's been described as this beautiful woman that many men would love to court now mm-hmm. that she's a widow, right? I think even one, maybe Allison even said something about she could pass as my sister instead of my mom,
yeah.
you know? So here we've seen Bran be her friend through the whole mm-hmm. series. Then she comes back, and when he first sees her, he can't say a word. Like, his jaw drops. Then he's mad because he doesn't want to have these feelings.
Yes.
For her. So what do you think about their relationship?
I mean, I could see where Bran was coming from. I mean, his little nickname for her was Bugs or Bug mm-hmm. or something yeah. like that. And he always just saw her as his little sister. But then when she comes, she shocked everybody. Like, some people didn't even in her family recognize her.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Paris changed her, too.
Yeah.
And she kind of wanted more of, she didn't want the brother-sister relationship. But Bram's like, you know, I'm 10 years older than you. I've always seen you like this, you know.
He does admit at one point that his feelings have changed, but he can't act on them.
Yes.
Because he is entering into an engagement in an arranged marriage.
And, you know, kind of his story kind of reminds me of Jamie's. In a way, he feels he owes this to his dad or his parents. And the same thing, I don't care if I'm not in love, I have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, well, you preach that to Jamie.
I love how Jamie turns around and preaches it back right back to him.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
And I just, it makes Bram and Megan
mm-hmm.
relationship really awkward at times.
Yes.
You know, because
she gracefully took when he said nothing can happen between us because I'm actually betrothed to another. Mm-hmm. She took that gracefully.
Mm-hmm.
She was heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
But then this Devin Caldwell's working in the office doing an internship right along with her. And he seems to have changed. So she's giving him a chance, you know, and I thought that relationship was going well. Of course, we know that's not who she's going to end up with.
Yeah.
But
I like how he thought she was Miss Flynn and they realized it. But then I also don't like the part where Andrew came in and was like, I'll give her an internship here, like right against Logan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and Logan didn't know, you know, that's like.
And he goes, well, I would have given you an internship at my firm. You're my niece.
Yeah.
You didn't need to go. He really didn't like Andrew. But at this point, Logan, like God's really gotten a hold of Logan by mm-hmm. this point through this whole book. His spiritual maturity really shows. But he still is angered by it. And then Caitlin's like, well, I thought you understood that, you know, there was a little miscommunication there.
And then when she talked about it, then after she talked to him about it, like, I thought she's like, oh, I looking back on it, he did kind of take that really good. And you should have been a warning sign right there. Okay, why would he be like, yeah, sure, go work with my person I hate the most.
I know.
Yeah. And I love how Meg was like so nice to the receptionist.
Yes.
What's her name? Bonnie?
Bonnie.
Uh-huh. And like just kind of helps transform her. And then like how she decorates the office.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you should have been an interior decorator. And
yeah. I thought
she probably could be.
I also like that she wanted to volunteer. Okay, so Jamie and his mom are building apartments for women stuck in the Barbary Coast.
Yes.
And through that, the apartments are basically paid for until you can start paying for them yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like a step up out of the brothels. Mm-hmm. So you come here, you have housing and food taken care of, and then they train you with skills to go out and get mm-hmm. an actual job. And there's a lawyer's office that does legal work down for the Barbary Coast.
Yeah.
And Megan is taking paperwork there.
Yeah.
But she wants to volunteer there.
Yeah.
And Jess is working there, Jamie's sister.
Yeah, and which surprises her. Yeah. Yes, yes.
And Megan meets this girl that gets thrown out. There's like a mercantile type store.
Yeah, next I remember door. That.
And when she's before she gets to there, this woman get the a man actually throws a woman out the door and was like, "I don't want your trash in my store."
Yeah.
So she's a prostitute, but she wants out. She has a son. She wants out.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a help wanted sign. She goes, "I'm just trying to find work." And that like totally broke my heart. And remember she gave her money?
Yeah.
And she said, my cousin's husband is building a place for you and your son can come stay. And yeah. I want you to take this money to be able to call me, to make calls yes. or something. And I'm going to put you at the top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
So I loved, like, she has such a big heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of that comes, well, one, her family, I think they all have big hearts.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think a lot of it also comes out of Meg didn't grow up the popular pretty girl
no.
that everybody wanted, like her older sister.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like her mother. She was the wallflower. And yeah. she knows how it feels to be overlooked.
Look,
nobody
yeah.
wants me around, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. Or picked on. Oh, my word. Devin did such yeah, mean things
when
to her.
She recalls that one thing where they didn't. She was hiding or went to get something for the teacher and didn't realize it. And the stuff he said was just
him and his friends saying terrible things yeah. about her in the hallway. And then, yeah. So anyways, I love that whole yeah. storyline, too.
Yeah. yeah.
She helps her out. And then she runs into Bram because Bram volunteers so many hours a week.
Yeah. And it was nice because Logan gave him a day off from yeah. work to be able to go down there and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was really yeah. nice.
And Bram is like a distant cousin or something.
Yeah, because when you read, because I was trying to figure out how they were cousins. It came up in one of the books.
Yeah.
But then I think in this one it says they're like fourth cousins.
Yeah.
But I'm not for sure where it, how yeah, it's in there.
I didn't
there,
know how but, all that worked. But so that's another reason why he works for Logan then. Because
yeah.
he's,
yeah.
you know, distant family or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I really enjoyed that. But then that all plays into all these things that get revealed towards the end of
yeah.
the book. But
yeah.
then, so like Devin and Meg, it seemed like Devin was a pretty, like he had grown up and he had changed and mm-hmm. he might be a pretty nice guy.
And I really, I liked how he changed and he was so nice
mm-hmm.
to Meg and mm-hmm. everything. Just, yeah. I did. I like that.
Yeah. And I know it killed Bram.
Yeah.
And there was a section of time. There was like months that went by that. Oh, that's right. When he officially got engaged to that other woman.
Yeah.
He stopped coming around.
He did. And that tore Meg up.
Mm-hmm. Because he said, "We can no longer continue the relationship we've had because
yeah.
I now am betrothed to another and you are in a relationship with another." Now, they never got engaged, though.
No.
Her and Devin never got engaged.
No, 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 no.
What did you think about how that relationship ended?
Well, when it first talked about it, I thought it was Andrew at first.
I did too.
I was like, oh, my gosh. And then I realized that. And then that really kind of shocked me because I thought he had really changed.
Yeah.
But they kept referencing to that Flynn girl.
Yeah.
About stuff she wore. So it's kind of like, okay. But that kind of came into play. But then the girl from the, that Meg helped at the, mm-hmm. you know, what she did came into play.
Oh, now see. Okay. So before we get into that. Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's just say Megan.
Oh, and we should probably also mention at this point, Andrew and Caitlin are engaged.
Yes. Yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Which did not make any of the kids happy.
No. And Logan wasn't coming around anymore.
Yeah.
He had to cut. He, no matter how much she begged, she said, he said, I cannot do this anymore. And then, yes, now they're engaged and they were going to get married. Yeah.
And Andrew, like, did he build that new hotel? We had it.
No, he got a suite at the new hotel.
And then his, that place there was the new place to go. Mm-hmm. And Logan had like his penthouse in the palace, which they, you know, nobody wanted to go there because we have this nice new place. So it was just like, felt bad for Logan.
Yeah.
You know,
your heart really broke for him throughout this one.
Yeah.
And then, at one point they were like, Bram, you got to talk to Uncle Logan. You got to tell him that he's got to come around. He can't let Andrew, you know, marry mom, you know, all this stuff. And that's when they have their heart to heart. Mm-hmm. And that's also where Logan's like, you shouldn't be. Bram confesses he's in love with Megan, but that he can't marry her because he has to repay this debt. He's got to marry this other lady to save his dad's business, mm-hmm. to repay a debt that he owes his dad, mm-hmm. in his mind.
In his mind.
So Logan turns around and gives him good advice. It was interesting to see that kind of flip flop around. And then they're both, they talk a lot about like sacrificing, putting mm-hmm. them up on the altar and saying, okay, Lord, they're yours. Mm-hmm. I'll stand back. And then, Abraham and Isaac. Darn it. Why are their names from the Bible? He went to sacrifice Abraham. His son. Yeah. Isaac. He was going to sacrifice his son, Isaac.
Yeah.
And then God said, you know, basically, and I know you're faithful and will follow me, and gave a different. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of similar. She did a comparison there. I don't know why the names just went out of my head. And so. So Megan and Devin, you know, that ends on a interesting note.
Yeah, on the interesting note. When I found out that Andrew and Caitlin were engaged and Bram was to the other one, it just broke my heart. I was devastated because I'm like, I don't want these two to marry these people. Yeah. It's
and like Kate was like, I'm going to marry Andrew because you really belong with Jamie's mom.
That was another thing when they had that.
The barrister's ball.
Yeah, which Logan wasn't going to go to. Mm-hmm. But then he decided to because
Jamie needed somebody to escort his mom.
Escort his mom. Plus, he also wanted to go because Jamie was going to get that award. Like, and Blake and Bram. And then that kind of, as Caitlin is sitting there, she's getting these thoughts in her head.
Yeah. Oh, they make the perfect family. Because like Logan and Jamie's mom were standing next to each other, smiling and clapping and looking up at Jamie as he got his award and everything. And she's like, oh, and Jamie looked back and was looking at them lovingly like, oh, my parents together, you know. And so she's like, they belong together. They need to be a family. This is their chance to be a family, and I can't ruin that, you know, blah, blah, blah. So she's like stuck with Andrew, and then come to find out Logan's like, I don't think.
And they were working together because he was helping Jamie and his mom with that. But he's like, it's just a working relationship.
Yeah, he goes, like, there's nothing. I don't think my general contractor would be very happy. And she's like, what does he have to do with it? He's like, he's dating Jamie's mom.
So,
and it just got irritating. Kate got irritating again because she was trying to put her own thoughts. So that's the way it should be. So I'll, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like
it's just. I was like, no, stop it. Stop it.
Stop trying to shove them. He keeps telling you, I don't love her like that. You know,
it's like she could just never believe Logan. Never believe him or never trust him again.
Yeah.
Even though he was trying really hard. And I felt bad for him at times because he's like, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah. And at one point when he gave her his ring again and for her right hand, he goes, if I cannot grace your left hand with love, then I'd like to grace your right hand in friendship. And I was like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
But that's when she says, it doesn't fit. You need to get it resized. And, you know, that whole thing comes together, which I thought was wonderful. But let's rewind a couple things.
Yes.
There's two things I want to talk about. First is the reason why Kate broke it off with Andrew.
That
Megan and the girl she was helping from the Barbary Coast played a role in that.
Yes, which shocked me. Which she didn't see it right at first.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was saw those two names, and that's when she was running to Andrew at the district office.
Yes.
And that's when she found out about Devin.
Yes, that's when she found Devin in the office. Yep.
And then was that when she was on the way back to her house when she tripped and she fell? Like on the side.
On the steps. Yep.
That it flew out of her hand, and then she saw
A. Turner.
And that was, that sealed it right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And which I'm glad.
Yes. And the cook finally came around to liking Logan. Yeah.
And it kind of makes sense when they talk back how he was like, when he came, he's like, no, we have to do the second stage quicker. We're,
yes.
You know, this pastor,
and we're going to focus over here.
And then when they realize it's like, oh, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love how the cook came around. I really do. And I love, was it in this one where the little girl went missing?
Yes.
And like how they were all searching, and luckily Logan remembered that spot, but how the cook and the butler just kind of got
came together,
and she was so sweet to him after that. It was so sweet.
And they were all crying because they're like, where's our little girl? And so then this is another incident, scary incident happens, that boating accident.
Oh, yes. I kept reading that and I'm like, Ram, use your head and turn around, go back to the shore. It's like.
But he was so broken, like that really shook him up.
Yeah.
Because he thought that he had lost her, that it had killed her. And then it took her a little bit to recover from that.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
And of course, at this point, Logan's the only one who knows that he's in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, son, you need to go home. Your parents need to know that you're okay, you know. But yeah, that whole scene was scary.
Yes, yes.
Scary.
Yes.
But I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
That she put that in there.
I kind of figured something would happen because like when they all were on the boat and then they went back to the ferry and she's like, well, why don't you and I go? But before that, they kept talking about the clouds.
Yeah.
And it was dark. I'm like, something's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because they keep talking about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And it just also amplifies his guilt from something that happened in the past.
Yeah.
And that is interesting.
Yes. That shocked me.
Yes.
That shocked me because he plays such a good person and such a, you know, that. That happened, and and all you had to do was talk to his parents.
Yeah.
You know.
And sometimes that's all it takes.
Mm-hmm.
The good talking to.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right. Anything else that stands out to you?
I think that was about it, wasn't it? I think that was about it in that one. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I really enjoyed it. Then we have our Nuggets of Truth.
Okay.
So one of them, this is a conversation between, I think it's Allison, Cassidy, and Megan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cassidy's married now to,
Jamie.
To Jamie. And they're talking about being kissed. And Cassidy says, there's nothing wrong with waiting and being particular about who you kiss.
Yeah.
Which I think is great.
Mm-hmm.
I can honestly say I've never kissed any other man but my husband. I'm not saying you have to wait for that, but I'm like, a lot of them, I'm like, I don't want your lips on mine. So anyways, and then she does talk about how destructive hate is in this, and how it doesn't hurt the person you hate. It hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one being hurt by your own hate for somebody else, which I thought was the way she wrote that in there. I won't look it up and read it, but I thought that was great. And then acceptance versus resignation. Did you pick up on that one? See if I can find
it. Oh, I remember reading about it.
Is Bram and Logan. This is Bram talking to Logan. Only I missed something very important in all that. The next line Job speaks is, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." I realized then I had only resigned myself to God's will, not accepted it.
Oh, okay.
And
he's like,
"What do you mean?" And Bram says, "I mean that I discovered there's a huge difference between acceptance and resignation. One is positive, the other is negative. Acceptance opens the door of hope wide, while resignation slams it shut. One says God is good and loves us, and the other says he is harsh and doesn't care. Abraham chose to accept God's will, knowing full well that God loved him and not only wanted the best for him, but knew exactly what the best would be. Neither is easy when it means relinquishing the desires of our heart, but acceptance promises that God will bless our obedience with a greater good. Resignation, however, can sever our relationship with God, which leaves us on our own, resulting in darkness and despair."
Mm. Yeah. So,
cloudy there all of a sudden.
Yeah, I did.
I'm like, oh, it's getting dark. I've never heard that.
Me neither.
That way. But I was like, yeah, that makes sense. When we resign, we're just like, fine, whatever. You know, when I think about
okay,
it.
Okay, we'll
acceptance,
do it.
Acceptance, it's like, all right, okay, we can do this.
Yeah.
So, and then, as always, she has forgiveness woven in there quite a bit. And there was a lot of forgiving happening in here. That whole scene with towards the end with, because once again, Logan makes me fall in love with him more.
Yeah, yeah.
The way he steps in and is with Bram's parents.
Yes.
And becomes a partner in the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this whole... that whole conversation then between Bram and his parents, and they're crying, and I'm like, I'm crying.
It
was intense.
Yeah. And then he leaves Bram with his parents to say, okay, you need to tell him.
Because Bram said, but I killed her, and I almost killed you. How can you ever forgive that?
I forgot about his little sister. Yes.
And his father, you know, said, how can I not, son, when my father has forgiven me?
Yeah.
And he said, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
I forgot about that.
He goes, please forgive me, Dad. And he's like, I forgave you long, long ago, son, but I failed to ask you to forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, you don't need my forgiveness. And he goes, but I do, my boy, because you see, I have a debt too. It was my bitterness and rejection that pushed you away, Bram, at a time when you were drowning in grief and guilt, a burden I've borne as long as you have yours. You were such a happy boy before your sister died, before my bitterness and blame turned you away.
I forgot about that.
He said, you know, I'd like to see that boy again so I can love him and be there for him like I should have been then.
Mm.
So I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I loved how, you just fall in love with Logan again and whatnot. So anything else you want to talk about from that book?
No. Nope. That covered about everything.
Okay. All right. So let's rate the following elements of Surprised by Love. Mystery.
I would say a mocha.
Yeah, I agree. There's elements of like, wait, what? Because you don't realize everything from Bram's past till the end.
Yeah.
But there's all these little hints.
Mm-hmm.
Drama.
And mocha to
I'd latte. I'd say mocha to latte. There's a lot of drama in this one, I think. Suspense. I say espresso. There aren't any. I don't know. What do you think? I don't think there was any real suspenseful. I think the boating accident.
Yeah, I'd say probably
was most suspenseful.
Yeah, I'd say espresso.
And romance.
Mocha.
Yeah, I would agree. Inspiration.
Mocha to latte.
Yeah, I like there's always a lot in there. All right. What is your overall Lasso rating of Surprised by Love?
A 3.
I agree. Was this another one that just had you? I couldn't put any of them down.
I know. Like, oh. I wanted to keep going. And as soon as I finished the first one, I picked up the second one and started right away.
Yeah. It is just a really great series. Now, there's also Novella, because, you know, we've had of Kate's children. There's 3 older ones. And then is it Maddie?
Yeah.
Is the youngest. Mm-hmm. She's like not even close to relationship age.
Yeah.
She's like 6 or something.
I'm going to say her dad must have died not too long after she was born.
Yeah.
Because she's a lot younger than the other ones. Mm-hmm.
But Blake here, Blake's not had his own happy ending yet. Mm-hmm. Okay. Of that crew of that age range. Mm-hmm. So she wrote a novella called Grace Like Rain. So we'll talk about that next week. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would like to invite you to connect with us further and get a free read. Right now, if you sign up for our newsletter, you will get the first 9 chapters of my book, Unwavering Faith. Plus, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.